This podcast is presented by Steak Sauce Media.
Grab a joint, drop the veil, and cruise the multiverse with the Chronic Gals.
Let me tell you a little something about the Chronic Gals. Just two best buds and the very best pals. Talking about cannabis, that good, that tree. So grab a joint and just spark with me. Hey!
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to Chronic Gals Podcast.
I'm Ashleen.
And I'm Riley.
If you haven't been here before, now you know.
Now you know. And guess what? We're live today.
We're live.
Hi, welcome, Luca. People. Hi, Luca. It's been like a crazy
life. Is it not?
I know. It's always crazy. But we are really enjoying these Instagram lives. Mm-hmm. So we're going to keep doing
the one that we did.
The one that we did recently.
We're going to do it again.
We're going to do it again. And that's today, right now. I'm really excited. We're going to talk headlines. We're talking headlines. It was just post-election day, so there are new states that legalized new news. We're just going to go like canon news. We're going to have our friend PNW Kage come on, aka Chase. He's going to come on and chat about, speaking of, he just popped in. He's going to be talking about some celebrity weed strains coming up pretty soon, but I need to smoke some weed.
Yep.
So let's do that. I picked up Fire Mountain sweet tea joints, and I love Fire Mountain. We had the honor and privilege of going to their facility 2 weeks in a row to photograph some of their plants.
Oh my god, they're beautiful.
And yeah,
holy crap, we haven't even released like half the content. I guess you posted one thing.
I posted a couple pictures, but they're just like still in the backup.
They're just so
one
beautiful.
The facility is,
thank you, so love the podcast. Well, thank you. Thanks for being here.
The buds, okay. I'm 5'10, so I'm a tall human being. The plants, before they were harvested, towered over me. They were at least my eye line and then taller.
And that was with a week of growth left. So we first went a week before they were harvested.
Yeah.
So they're going to get even bigger.
And we saw some buds, and they were literally like the size of my hand, like the size of my pinky hand, palm length. So we love Fire Mountain. They're super, super clean, super, super good. Their weed is amazing. The human beings that grow it are fabulous and awesome.
Yeah, it's a family operation, tier one. So it's small, but they're doing like truly craft cannabis within the 502 industry. Mm-hmm. They're from Ariel, Washington. So they're local to Southwest Washington, where we are. And yeah, shout out to Jason and Sarah, because they are fantastic.
If you ever see them in a dispensary, pick them up. They are worth
every penny.
And we featured them a couple weeks ago on our podcast with Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
And their green crack is like the only green crack that I will smoke, because it's actually good, and it doesn't give me the anxiety that like other green
it's cracks. Very clean. Yes. As far as like how the effects feel.
And then I just remember us like grinding up the little buds. And
hi, Special K, welcome.
It just like the little nug that I put in the grinder puffed up into like the entirety of the grinder.
That is the best surprise. I love when that happens.
Hi, Ashley.
Welcome. So yeah, highly recommend Fire Mountain. We've tried several strains from them. This is sweet tea.
This is the one that I don't think I am familiar with at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I've ever tried anything that's like tea related that I know of. You know, there's a lot of just like naming strains, whatever, these days. It's kind of hard to track the genetics, obviously, but
I'm sure if they're...
We could ask. We could probably text Sarah and ask her, but...
But I just love them. And since we were in their facility and it just smelled so good, I was like, I've been craving their weed ever since. So
they were harvesting this one called, I think it was like T100 or something. It sounded like a calculator name, like a TI. It was like T100, but that one's the smell in that room while it was being trimmed. Oh, holy crap. Insane. Like you could cut the atmosphere with a knife.
Yes.
Because it was so thick of terpenes.
We were in there for like a half an hour and we left just like smelling of fresh terps.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
So good. So anyway, that's enough about Fire Mountain, even though we could never say enough about Fire Mountain. They're so great.
I'm just
so enjoyable. But Riley's been doing some research. She's been looking into the canon news that's been happening. Like she said at the beginning of the show, for anyone who just hopped on. Oh, T-1000 is so good. Okay, good. Well, yeah. Happy for the recommendation. So, yeah, election day just happened yesterday. So there's some new states that have legalized and chose not to legalize.
There are ups and downs.
And also just some, like, cool acquisitions and interesting things happening in the business side. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to bring Chase on a little bit to talk about celebrity weed strains. Are you ready to jump into it? What do you want to do?
I'm ready.
Okay. I have not researched any of this, so I am new to all of this, and I can't wait to hear what's been going on.
And when I say headlines, I mean I've only read the headlines.
Right.
And maybe skimmed it. Right. So excuse me for not having, like, notes of the article. But, and if anybody, if we want this list posted, we can post it in the show notes when we post this episode.
Got to get back to work. Bye. Thanks for stopping in. And if anybody in the chat or wants to hop on and has any, like, commentary about it, like, please raise your hand and we will happily pop you guys back in.
Pop you in. All right. So the first headline. Thank you, PNW Kage / Chase. I hope I'm saying that name. I feel like I'm probably butchering it. But he sent us Sean Diddy Combs acquires assets to launch largest black-owned cannabis company from thehightimes.com. When this was released, like, earlier this month, I definitely saw, like, so many people posting about it, and I think that's really great.
Mm-hmm. Is the feedback generally positive or negative for this? Like, are
I think positive.
Positive? I would think so.
I would imagine. I mean, I can't. I would imagine positive. It says, launching what is billed as the world's largest black-owned cannabis brand within the $185 million purchase of existing licensed marijuana operations in three states.
Awesome.
So he's going to be an MSO. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Combs is purchasing the business operations from Cresco Labs and Columbia Care, two multi-state cannabis operators that are required to divest the assets to complete a previously announced merger of the two companies. So I guess, like, I don't know what people's reactions are about this. So,
Ashtonya,
we can. I mean,
this is what Chase sent you, right?
Yes.
Chase, you want to hop on? Send a little, like, request thingy.
Or we can add him.
Or can we add him? Is it this one?
Yeah, I think so.
You have no requests. Oh, maybe. Is it the next one over? Gonna figure out. Oh, how did Instagram know? Okay, we sent you an invite. So whenever you're ready, we can chat. Oh.
We just have to make sure our microphone. What about microphone?
Hi, welcome.
Good morning. You said my name right, so you're all good.
Yay, good.
PNW Kage.
Kage.
Actually, I was kind of shocked to hear this news about P. Diddy. I honestly thought Snoop Dogg, Wiz, or any of, like, the story would have long did this. Even, like, someone like Killer Mike, he's like an Atlanta rapper. But, like, it's exciting to know. But if you're, like, a super, like, hip hop fan or whatever, you also are kind of, like, nervous about it, because, like, just know in the past, like, while Diddy's super successful, like, really good at business, that's also concerning. He's really good at business. Like, I guess as stoners, we all kind of want weed to not be super corporate, not be, like, all, like, Amazon-y. And he's okay with things like that, and not, like, in a bad sense, or, like, he's about making money, so, like, it'll kind of become, like, a maybe too big too fast and kind of become, like, what kind of watered down weed, and, like, no one wants that. Like, everyone's concerned. Like, even I think at first it'll be, like, the Fat Panda of, like, black owned weed. And then maybe something will change because of, like, business.
I can see that. I can see it being like Cookies, where, like, Cookies has, like, a really good brand name, but then, like, their weed is, like, questionable and their business practices are questionable. So that's a really good point.
Yeah, like everyone, like, I guess anyone who knows, like, I guess any of anyone who was signed under Diddy, while they have great careers, I had great careers, there's always drama in the midst of it, and like usually because of like business with Diddy. I'm like, that's just how that was just how that goes. So like, he kind of owned a lot of the music industry.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's kind of exciting in comparison to other people. Like, I kind of don't like. He's doing a mix of what I do and don't like in celebrity weed. Like, a lot of celebrities will, like, they'll smoke something or try something from a grower who already exists, and then they'll go, oh, yeah, I like that shit, and they'll buy it, and like they'll buy the, I guess, the rights to it, essentially. Mm-hmm. And then that's their weed. So like, let's see, who does that? Oh, actually Tyson. So the Tyson strains, the weed is his. Like, all the, like, those buds, like, essentially, that I imagine, like, he smokes weed like that. But the Dabs, that's already another company. Mm-hmm. Like, that's Mammoth Labs. And it's like, if you already like Mammoth Labs, of course you're gonna smoke their Dabs. But then, like, it's kind of like he's just paying to have his name put on things they already do. And, like, that's not your weed. That's just telling me you like this shit, you know?
And is that also, like, is he, as a black CEO of all these companies, is he committing to support black growers? Or is he just going to go for, like, the bottom line, right, whatever's going to make him the most money?
So that's the part I'm not sure on. And, like, probably we're probably not going to know or hear. Like, I haven't read anything yet on that part.
Well, it just goes back and speaks to your point about him just being a businessman, you know? Like, what is he actually looking at?
But at least I have, like, a really fast end. Like, if you've done deals with Diddy before, like, you easily can be like, oh, yeah, Diddy, endorse my strains, or put my strains under your line. But, like, I don't think it's going to... I don't have the biggest confidence going to be, like, all super awesome for, like, the smaller grower. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not gonna, and that's just kind of how the weed industry is, though. Like, it's never been like something big happens and the little guy suddenly like gets it all. So I mean, like, I guess it's not like we can ask the little guy of a minority to do superhero shit,
right?
So like, he's still gonna fall into like the same sort of like process of what the weed industry is. So yeah, like, if you have a weed grow right now as like a black owned person, you're probably gonna get like really good like boost in notoriety, especially being around Diddy, like higher in sales. But like, if you're nobody right now, you have to be doing work right now to get into even a close circle of Diddy's in New York to be like, oh yeah, my stuff can get into a store that's endorsed by him. Or you're just gonna be shelling out a whole lot of money until like you finally have made enough money to say that like you're breaking even or whatever.
Right.
So it'll be a lot long process for a lot of people.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I feel like a nicer, I don't know if that's the right word, but a more ethical, cooler way of like going about this thing would be for him to support, yeah, like what you said, the little guy, build a little guy up from the ground up, kind of like what Jim Belushi did in Oregon. Like, he bought the farm and then he, you know, he's like really into growing it and then processing it, and he's like in the whole thing.
Yeah.
Whereas it sounds like a lot of these deals are just their name to license someone else's product that they have no connection with at all.
In a lot of cases. And like, it's that he's buying a lot of different grows and merging them. So like, that's kind of concerning. I mean, I guess like it's like, that's so big, so fast. And like, the biggest thing in anyone who smokes weed is like consistency and quality. Mm-hmm. And like, and so like, we've all, like, at least if you're here in Washington, we've all smoked Epic and Sunshine. Like, every now and then we all be like, oh yeah, it was bad, then it was good, then it was bad again, then it was good. But then like, oh, they're working with Passion now, by the way.
Yeah.
So like, hopefully more consistent grows. I saw their process, so like, I have high hopes for it. But like, when you're that big, and like, they have so many strains, so like, you cannot, it's impossible to keep like focus and consistency when you have so much to pay attention to. Like, at some point, like, I imagine, like, you're gonna have just like a panda. Like, I think every cycle there are 2 to 3 good strains that people come to me raving about. There are ones they remember that are really good, but they haven't smoked since then. But like, in the current cycle, they will be like, oh yeah, this one's good. And you can pick up the jars and see, like, yeah, they really took their time with this grow. And then the rest are like, they kind of look like weed.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, I think I don't want that to be the initial start of Diddy's lead, but I'm pretty sure it's gonna be like people are gonna be like, oh yeah, this is fire. They're gonna find the three strains that like they're gonna make Diddy's brand seem like the shit, post them everywhere, and then like every time you go in you'd be like, oh, this is kind of mid, but all right, it's Diddy.
Do we know which states he's in? Which like states he bought licenses in? Oh,
New York, Illinois, Massachusetts.
Say that again. I didn't know it was Massachusetts. I thought it was just New York.
New York, Illinois,
Massachusetts. Okay. So places that are already getting midweed anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, like.
Sorry, no offense.
New York is kind of like. I feel like he's gonna just be the cookies in New York because like is cookies in New York.
I think. Aren't they just California? Or are they in an MSO? I don't know.
They're MSO now. Because they have them up here and in Oregon. They might... I don't know if they're officially in New York. Because, like, retail's not officially going right now.
Yeah, but they can't technically be in New York yet.
Yeah.
But, I think he's going to merge with Cookies now that we're saying this out loud. I think he'll merge with Cookies in New York.
There you go.
It's too big of a brand to compete with, and they already have like the underground like kind of like taken.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you have any idea of what underground like is popular in underground now, that'll probably be what you're going to see in Diddy's source soon, like whenever that starts. I guess now that I'm thinking about that. So I mean, I think it'll be interesting to see. It'll be definitely a lot of gripes, a lot of like overhype. But I don't know. I don't think it's gonna be anything like special or like gonna like pioneer anything really. It's just gonna be one of those moments where black business is gonna be in weed. But I think it's gonna at least ease the conversation of black businesses being in weed, which will be nice. It's like when you see other pop up shops around the place, you're like, yeah, like of course Diddy did it.
Yeah, exactly. That's very, very interesting.
Are there any other, like, celebrity companies or strains in general that we love or we definitely stay away from? I don't know. There's a lot of celebrities getting into the weed business, so.
It's a lot of athletes. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Yes.
Athletes. Like, so Fogg, if you know Fogg, they just worked with Ricky Williams. By the way, I don't know shit about sports. I don't watch sports. I watch the Super Bowl here and there, and like that's about it. So if I'm saying names, I don't know. I don't know why they're
same.
I just know they have a following.
Yeah.
But Ricky Williams, he's a football player. Don't know who he played for. I'm gonna say the Seahawks because it's in Seattle.
Sure.
But I'm assuming he has a line called the Heisman with Fogg.
Oh.
Now, same thing, like, company that already exists, celebrity picks some strains he likes, and I guess named them. Funny names if you're into, like, everyone who likes sports laughs at all the names, so I assume, like, he did really good quips. But, he has some pretty good shit, actually. Like, Fogg has some pretty good shit, actually, I guess I should say. It's like, my only problem with that girl is, like, if you're a person who doesn't like big nugs with stems in it, they do really, whoever is choosing the nugs there, obviously likes Instagrammable weed. Whoever is doing that loves that. Because when I look at the jar, I'm like, damn, it's a fat nug, but it's going to be a big stem, and I'm against big nugs because big stems. And like, but it all hits really well. Like, it all looks good, really like keefy, sticky nugs. Who else? Tyson is really good. I smoked all of them so far. there's only been one bad one, I think, out of six different strains, and to me that's an A+.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And those are concentrates?
No, I'm a big flower person. Oh, okay. I do dab, but not a lot. If you ever hear me talking about strains or weed, it's probably a flower.
Okay, cool.
Like if it's a concentrate or edible, I'll specifically say that.
Okay.
I feel like that's different. It's not as totally. It's not as fun as flower. It's just not.
Agree.
It's not as nuanced. Well, it can be, but I don't know. I also like flower too.
It just has so much character. Like every single bud has so much to talk about and describe. I feel like with dabs, and obviously this is a biased opinion, but I feel like with Dabs, there's just not as much, there's not as much character as Flower. Mm-hmm. And like, I just feel like when I see a different bud, or like even two of the same strains, I'm like, fuck, like this is nuts, or this is different, like, or and how they're different, like it's the best. Like, you guys told Gary Payton.
Gary Payton.
The strain or the celebrity? Isn't he a celebrity?
He is a celebrity as well. I found out this morning he's a basketball player.
Okay.
Oh, sounds like a basketball player name.
Or a cowboy.
Yeah.
Gary Payton.
Seattle Supersonics.
Oh, yes.
Which apparently is no longer a team. Go Blazers.
Correct.
He was apparently a point guard or something like that. But he has everyone has named a strain after him. I think everyone fucking grows it.
Oh.
So eventually I'm gonna compare them all. But everyone has grown it. It's like they all have done the genetics slightly differently. So each of them does look very just slightly differently. Some are more purple, some are more orange, some look like just straight green buds. And I'm like, that's crazy. It's all the same like genetics and just. Yeah. Again, so many different characters.
Right. So many variables.
Genetics are crazy.
What were you smoking today?
Today was... I don't even have the jar out here anymore, do I? Oh, actually, I tried... Because I'm trying the Gary Paytons.
Oh.
I tried the Agro Couture's Gary Payton this morning.
Nice.
It's pretty solid. I kind of like it, actually. I think I like... Panda's better in the... I'm big on flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I like Panda's better on the flavor, which surprised me.
Yeah. That would surprise me, too.
Here it is.
Show us.
That's...
Ooh.
That's there.
Nice.
This, I'll look. I got a big complaint, though.
Tell me.
My roommate and my roommate's friend all tried to get this jar open, and it was like having a war. Yo, I appreciate them having a really good label, a really like great design on the front, but this sticker is so thick.
Oh.
It is just like damn near thick plastic. Yeah. And so you can't just like cut it with your nail real quick and twist or just rip it open. We were like fighting with it, trying to get it open. And so I ended up just cutting it with some scissors. So Agro, if you ever see this, paper for stickers.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously.
It's pretty good. It was like nice and mellow. Everyone says it's like a good 50-50. I kind of agree.
Mm-hmm.
I've had three different ones so far. I've had Pandas, Cakes, and now Agros.
Oh, nice. Rank them.
Yeah. rate them. All right, so out of those ones so far, I think Cakes might have been the best.
Oh.
Like, the hit on Cakes was the best because it was more heavier, and I like a heavier, like, high. Pandas has the best taste. I don't know, Agro kind of hasn't really fallen on a scale yet. It has to compete now with Rochester's. And that's all that's left of the four that we carry. And then, I don't know, I'm just not impressed by Agro's, unfortunately. I don't want to talk shit about their bud, but like when I got it, like the nugs itself, they look very regular in comparison. So like, I'll show you like Rochester's.
It's an honest review. I think more people should appreciate honest reviews. So
I only give honest opinions. I feel like if we're gonna put this in our lungs, let's not bullshit it.
Yeah.
So like again, this is an Agro nug. Okay. Sorry, my camera's not like super great.
That's
but
okay.
Just try it. All right, now this is a Rochester nug.
Okay, yeah.
It's, like, way more purple, better structure, like, better shape to it.
Mm-hmm.
This one's, like, just green, not as many hairs, very just brown.
Yeah.
Brown. And then pandas. Pandas has kind of like that Rochester shape to it. Mm-hmm. This is one of their greener ones, but has more red hairs than the aggros.
Yeah.
Cake. Oh, there it is. This one is the cakes. I feel like that one just had like the most color.
Yeah.
And like I had like all the characteristics on the nugs.
Mm-hmm.
And like they just hit the best.
I love cake.
I love cake.
Cake always does a good job.
Cake takes the cake.
Do you know that spray Fuego?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I was shook. I was like, what? That's not even like, that's a whole different branding. Yeah.
I love Freddy's Fuego and cake. That acai gelato.
Yeah, so good. That is like my favorite joint right now.
Yes.
I get that one every time I see it.
It's gooey tiramisu for me from them. Every time I see it, I'm like, can I get two? The gooey tiramisu. Mm-hmm. It's so good. Yeah. So good. And the effect is excellent. Just stony and relaxing, but not so you can't function. It's just good. It's just good. It's just good.
Do you like a favorite flavor profile of weed?
I like anything sweet all the time, but I also like the effects of things that taste gassy.
I like the doll. I like different flavor profiles for my different moods.
I find that skunks will give me headaches, though. Whatever, like, terpene profile is happening in skunk things, it'll give me a headache.
Really?
Good to know.
Mm-hmm. But that's just a me thing. I think that's like, very not true for a lot of people, so.
Yeah. No, everyone is definitely affected by terpenes differently. Like I love carophyllene. Like, that's, like, my favorite terpene, apparently. Because every shrine I look up, that like that's like the top one.
Yeah. Same.
That's the top. That's the top terpene and Gary Payton.
Nice.
Right. See. And I think pinene and sometimes limonene mess me up. Like, either give me a headache or super dehydrated. Like,
totally. It's kind of bad. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. The dry eye and the dry mouth. It's no bueno.
I feel like that's what's happening with my mouth right now.
apparently, I have a bad habit of, like, smoking without water next to me, and I'm just now realizing this.
Beverages.
I drink a lot of things that aren't water a lot as well. Just a lot of coffees, teas.
That's good.
And I guess seltzers. I guess that counts as water, but not enough.
Love a bubble water.
No. Bubble water keeps me hydrated. If it wasn't for bubble water, I probably wouldn't drink enough. I probably wouldn't drink water. I don't like water.
That's fair.
Sounds weird to say, but it's... I feel like people say they like water a lot.
Yeah, I agree. Like, water has different tastes.
Yes, it has to be good water.
I have a whole weird, it's not a weird thing. One thing that I do is we, like, harvest spring water in my family to drink. There's some local springs that are, like, hooked up, and you can, like, bring, can bring, like, a tank, called? A jug, thank you. And we fill up our water, and that's the water that we use to drink, and it's, like, really mountain good. Water with all of the local, like, loveliness, you know. It's like indigenous water.
It's from the aquifer.
It's good for you. Yeah, it's really good for you. There's minerals and good energy.
I just didn't think this was like a whole like hobby that one could have, honestly.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
I think people, there's like a website and
findaspring.com. you can find springs all over the country. Mm-hmm. We've been doing it for like 7 years.
Yeah. It's the best way if you're going, like, long distance traveling to just, like, bring a jug instead of buying a bunch of water bottles and then filling up at different springs around the world or the country.
The world. I mean, I do like outdoorsy stuff, so that's pretty on brand. I like that.
If you ever want to try, just let me know and we'll send you the pins for where they are nearby. There's one, like, 45 minutes from Vancouver, mm-hmm. and the other one's, like, an hour and a half, maybe.
probably when it's not 20 degrees, well, 30 degrees outside.
Fair enough.
So cold.
On that
one. Well, cool. Well, thanks for joining us and chatting with oh my gosh, I'm blowing out the microphone. Thanks for chatting with us about all this P. Diddy and the celebrity weed. It's so interesting, and it's so interesting to see how it's all going to develop, you know, and just nobody has any answers today, you know?
Exactly, right? Because, like, it's literally all so new. I guess they got the laws passed.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. There's a lot of work to do. And, we're all changing. Everything's changing all the time. But, cool.
Well, all right. I'll get it. You guys will hear it. You guys will see about it.
Yes, yeah.
Thank you. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Let's do. Oh my gosh.
Technology. Oh, there. Okay. Cool. Thank you. Woo-hoo. Thank you, Chase.
Thank you, Chase, for coming on. And
if anybody is in Southwest Washington or the Portland area, you can go check out Chase at the Herbery. I don't know which Herbery, but he's at all of them at Choclove. And clearly, you can get some excellent bud tending service.
From him.
Cool.
That was fun.
So interesting.
I like interacting with people.
I know. Okay. Do the
next
one.
Back to the headlines. This one kind of. I actually did read this one, and it's really interesting. So the headline is, for only 4% of cannabis businesses in Washington State are black owned. Kind of in. Segueing out of our celebrity weed combo.
Yeah.
And then it says, so this is from the High Times again. Washington State's transition to adult use cannabis failed to include black and brown business owners, but there's hope that a task force will enact change.
I'm glad there's a task force.
God bless a task.
Leslie Nope.
Task force. So I would imagine that outside of Seattle, there aren't a lot of black and brown owned cannabis businesses, but this article specifically says that in Seattle there are only 4% of black owned cannabis businesses.
Oh, so not necessarily in Washington.
Yeah. So
okay, bad reporting. Bad reporting.
Yeah, I'm calling bad reporting on this High Times. And honestly, I wouldn't have even pulled this article if it wasn't for this misleading headline. But I can't imagine, honestly, that it would be more than 4% outside of Seattle.
Right.
Or any, you know.
Right.
Which just calls to the fact that we need better equity. And they also talk about how they're trying to transition licenses over to black and brown folks. But the, I'm trying to find where it is. But the places where the licenses are for cannabis is banned, so it's like they're getting these licenses but they can't operate because they're in banned spaces.
Oh my god, that's exactly what they did to the Native Americans. They're like, go on this land, but it's only gonna be like the desert where you can't find any water or fish for any fish because there's nothing there.
Exactly.
So here, black business owners take these licenses in places where it's illegal and it's not gonna work for you anyway. Are you kidding?
Yeah,
that's,
oh yeah. Where we're at right now. So this is, who said this? I don't know. Garrett, his name is. Garrett, maybe from the task force. Where we're at now, the LCB cannot move licenses out of the areas that they're in or create new licenses without legislation. And then that's talking about, where did it go? Oh, man. Wow. Okay. I don't know. Talking about how they're trying to transfer these licenses, but they can't operate in these spaces.
Oh, it said it right here.
Oh.
Where we're at right now, the LCB cannot move licenses out of areas that they're in or create new licenses without legislation. And this is Garrett, that task force member. Mm-hmm. We are going to introduce that in an upcoming session. So literally the way that we've structured the industry in the state is that you can't change the zoning without like a bill and sending it through the one place and the other place and then getting the, like, it's the whole thing. instead of something that, you know, the LCB can can change or, you know, whatever. Something a little more intermediary than a law.
Yeah. It's just like, it's that whole, like, you give a, not a, I feel like they're giving us fishes and not teaching us how to fish is really what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. You know, like they're giving us what we want, but they're not actually implementing the things that we, that can help us. Any
opportunity.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like so flippant, and that's so frustrating.
Yeah.
And like everything moves so freaking slow in Washington, and a lot of the legislature people don't even want to listen to us cannabis people, which is why it's important to show up for lobby day. And I guess to vote and to talk to your representatives. But
well, hopefully that'll change. Hopefully the equity, because a lot of people are talking about equity. It's in the conversation.
Totally.
It's even in the like political conversations. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
So,
and if we keep talking about it, and if we keep being the squeaky wheel, we'll finally get the oil that we need to change. And us talking about it is change already.
Exactly.
Oh, all right. This joint must have had that
caryophylline
or whatever. Whatever we were talking about dehydrates you.
I know. My mouth just is like, so dry. And my eyes, my contacts. Okay.
Anyway. My tongue is like a cat. Okay. Here's our next article.
Hi.
Okay, next headline. Legal cannabis is America's sixth biggest cash crop.
You know, and it's still not regulated under the Department of Agriculture.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's in this article or if it's in a different article that I read, and I don't know if it's saved, but I was reading something where maybe it is this one. Washington and Oregon and California are making, or like growing so much weed.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're coming to this point where like they can't sell it all. So they have to destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
And Illinois, I don't know, all of this like Midwest states that have legalized and all the East Coast states that have legalized are coming to this point where they can't make enough.
Mm.
And so, and I know somebody somewhere put it, introduced the idea that we could legalize interstate commerce.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was in like the last Joe Biden talk. I don't know. But that's like something that we've been talking about is like opening.
Yeah. Which would make sense.
Which would be super helpful to all of these industries.
It would be super helpful for the states too, who don't have to like rush to figure out how to open up producer processor in order for the. Yeah, that would be.
Great. So,
oh my gosh, if they approve interstate travel before they approve fucking finances, you know, like, I wonder like if
oh my god, that's dangerous.
Yeah, like how are they gonna track like, money that way? Oh god,
we're gonna have interstate robberies again,
literally semi trucks full of cash like going back and forth.
That's terrifying.
Some armored semi trucks.
Oh my god,
like these secret like- undercover armored.
I mean, I feel like they probably exist to a semi truck these days. Have you seen the semi trucks with like the extra cabin in the back?
Oh yeah, like so the super long. Yeah, you can fit a whole family in there. It's a tiny home.
Probably has a shower. Anyway, okay, so sixth biggest cash crop is cannabis. Adult use cannabis farmers in the U.S. grew 554 more metric tons of cannabis in 2022 than they did the year before. Still, the crop's value fell by $1 billion. That's because legalization makes the price of pot go down. Large-scale farming and high technology have driven wholesale prices to historic lows in Colorado this summer. Flower grams can go for $4 in Oregon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. 68% of Americans are ready to end the 85-year-old war on marijuana.
Damn.
Let's
do it. It
already. Well,
majority rules, bitch. This is how democracy is supposed to work.
There's like so many things to legalization though. That just like opens a lot of.
I know. That's true. That has to be done a particular way. And, like, but
I say that and then I retract it because.
And that particular way is like nobody's ever going to do it right.
Right.
You know, it's just it's going to be mass chaos no right. matter what.
Right.
Because they're not asking us for our opinion on how it should be done. And right. If they were just to call the Chronic Gals, we could give you a solutions-oriented strategy on how to implement legalization across the entire country of the U.S.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying. If anybody call us. If anybody has a connection to Joe Biden. Stupid low population states keep losing. Yeah. Well, and Arkansas voted no.
Yeah. I have those number. I have... yeah, Arkansas voted no. No. Yeah. And then North and South Dakota voted no.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that one.
But Maryland voted yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
Missouri.
Missouri voted yes.
They voted to decriminalize. They voted to legalize possession, but they didn't vote to, like, create an industry, I believe.
I mean, that's a step forward.
It is a step forward.
Missouri Constitution will now be amended to allow cannabis sales, possession, consumption, delivery, and manufacturing.
Oh, never mind. I was wrong.
The amendment also implement a 6% tax on cannabis, which will be allocated to fund veteran health care, drug treatments, and the public defender system.
6%? That's all? That doesn't seem right. I mean, there's got to be a sales tax on top of it. And then probably, like, city.
Imagine voting no on the legislative cannabis of the year. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Chronic Gals for Congress.
Yes.
Oh, my God. No.
Yeah, that's true. I don't want to do that at all. But they can hire us.
They can hire us as
consultants.
Consultants.
As I sip my water, it's come straight from a spring.
That's hilarious. Well, that's cool. Congratulations, Missouri. Snaps for Missouri.
We'll get there. It's
according to the campaign, projections show that annual cannabis sales revenue could reach up to $40.8 million
in Missouri.
Oh, here's a cool thing. Residents may also have up to 6 cannabis flowering plants, 6 non-flowering plants, and 6 clones under 14 inches tall as long as they register as a cultivator with the state. I'm not really for government tracking of citizens like that.
Yeah,
but I mean, that's cool for now.
It's just a good experiment, you know. Right. What it's like an A/B test, you right. know, like this is Missouri.
It's like
test
it's just like now you have a list of
right who people who are growing weed in right. their homes.
Plants are allowed as
you don't have to register to grow tomatoes,
right?
Or a melon.
I'm for now.
For now, I mean, yeah. That's true.
If we're not stepping into my doom timeline. Okay, plants are allowed as long as they are located inside a residence or a locked space. If it's found in public view, growers can receive up to a $250 fine.
Okay. Listen, I have a new business plan.
Oh, no.
Okay, it says plants are allowed as long as they are in a locked space is one of the options. Okay, new business plan. Storage units for the purposes of growing your own personal weed.
I'm pretty sure that exists.
Does it?
I think like pop-up grows are a thing that you can lock that.
No, I'm saying like a community garden where you purchase a storage unit and you can like lock it up and you pay for your electricity share and okay. water share and whatever, and you go in and you take care of your plants.
Oh my God, Ashleen, we can buy up old malls.
Dead malls
and dead storage units.
Dead malls are cash. There's just like it's not even cash. It's like the opportunities are endless. Yeah, and old dead storage units.
Oh, okay. If somebody takes that,
we want a discount.
5% royalty. Thanks.
That's what I meant. Royalty, not discount. Also a discount.
Love that. Okay, yep. Here's an interesting one. Protesters call on White House to do more for prisoners. is the headline. From this one is from beardbrosfarms.com. If you guys aren't getting Beard Bros Farms emails,
yeah,
news emails, you should. I love them. Look, they posted it at 4:20 a.m. That's so cute.
The detail.
Love it. Okay. Protesters call on White House to do more for prisoners. I'm just going to read the top. With thousands of people still locked away in prisons for marijuana-related charges, protesters took to the streets in front of the White House, donning cannabis leaves on their attire and wielding a 50-foot inflatable joint with the words, "Quit Biden our time," written on it.
That's stoners, cool. Man.
I love us. The protesters, I wish I had known about this protest.
Yeah. Where are the TikToks from this one?
Right? Suppressed. The protesters congregated outside the White House to demand the release of people who still remain incarcerated for nonviolent marijuana-related crimes. Biden's 2019 campaign promised to release everyone in prison for marijuana.
So dumb.
Use for marijuana use was played over and over by protesters who charged that it was a half measure intended to deceive voters ahead of the November 8th midterm election.
Obviously, though. Also, like, why did anybody think any different? I mean, I read that from a mile away.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Empty campaign promises.
I know.
All right.
Although the protest was planned well before Biden's announcement, the fact that the clemency has resulted in no one being released from jail for cannabis crimes, despite Biden's repeated statements that no one should be imprisoned for marijuana. You can't believe what he says because he wrote that law.
In what, 74 or something?
In whatever. Yeah. He... Why?
Also, he's a robot.
He is a robot. I will stand on that with 2 feet. He is 100% a robot. Yeah. Basically, they're just... Yeah, okay, here we go. Beep, beep, boop, boop. The pardons would apply to roughly 6,500 people nationwide who have had federal convictions for simple possession of marijuana on their record since 1992, and the White House insisted that they fulfilled the 2020 campaign promise. According to Recidivitz report for 2021, more than 3,000 people are currently serving time in federal prison for marijuana-related offenses. The document also projected that repealing federal cannabis prohibition would result in a reduction of more than 2,800 federal prisoners over the next 5 years. So far, the only response we have received from the White House officials was to highlight previous commitments from Biden's 2020 speech and direct activists to his website. Yeah. Because he's a robot. This feels like a half-winded response.
94 crime bill. Thank you, Warren.
That was close.
74, 94, they look alike.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah,
like, who, I just can't. I mean, I appreciate that protesters are getting out and getting the message out there about this. We need you to be doing those things because I do not want to sit there and do that.
Yes. I support these protesters 100%. Because they're actually doing something instead of reposting bullshit on Instagram to applaud these assholes who are in control of us.
Yeah.
I wish I had I do have a nice one to to end on. The nose knows. I reposted this on our
story.
The nose knows aroma, but not THC, mediates the subjective effects of smoked and vaporized cannabis flower.
Terpenes, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
This is like a study.
This is a
like
study. A
scientific
this is
article. Science. From MPDI.
By Jeremy Plum Chaban. Oh my God, I'm going to ruin these names. Demeril, Jeremy Sackett, Ethan Russo, and Adrian Wilson Poe.
Oh, from Portland. Legacy and Research Texas. Institute.
Credo Science.
Analysis. Cool. But yes.
Yeah. THC potency means nothing.
Is that what it says? It means like nothing?
No. It means that it's not the THC that's affecting smell.
I'm glad that there are studies that are like going to try to like understand the mechanisms of what's happening mm-hmm. like this. Because that's a huge shift in what people in the legacy market grew up thinking. You know, mm-hmm. everybody thought that it was the THC that made all of this happen.
Right.
But it's not. It's not. Because cannabis is more than just its cannabinoids.
Right.
Entourage effect. It's beautiful.
Pleasant subjective aroma, but not terpene expression, THC potency, or THC dose, was positively correlated with pleasant subjective effects. I don't know really what that means. I guess I'm just reading it. Reading a sentence in the middle of a bunch of sentences. Cool. Unlike THC potency, pleasant aroma is predictive of pleasant subjective effects.
Interesting. I wonder if this could mean like people should start exploring aromatherapy more as a legitimate like thing to help your wellness.
Probably.
You know? I mean, I know essential oils are a big thing. There's, you know, a few MLMs that are all about essential oils, and they help a lot of people. They help me. I use peppermint oil to clear out my nose when I have a stuffed nose.
Think how disconnected we are to our sense of smell.
Oh, my God. So true.
Like, the amount of artificial scents that we smell in a day compared to what we really smell in the real world is like so different. Like we're always in a house being blasted by AC or heat, smelling artificial GMO fruits.
Yeah. And vegetables
cleaners,
bleach.
Yeah.
Air fresheners that are really just spraying chemicals into your air.
And like, how cool, like, you know, intuitive eating.
Yeah.
Define
intuitive eating.
Intuitive eating is like when you just eat what you want.
Ask your body what it wants. Yeah.
And so if you start sniffing things like we do weed. Is this what I want right now? What do I want? I don't know. Let me start sniffing things.
Totally. And they say that the sense of smell is the strongest sense tied to memory.
Mm.
So like a smell can trigger memories. But I think it's super underrated. Did you know that some people have psychic smell?
Yes.
Isn't that cool?
Clairsentience.
That's a good one. That's funny. That's not what that means, but that's funny.
I know. That is funny. That would be so cool.
Right? I smell the murder that happened in this house. I smell the copper, the iron.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Well, I was watching this one TikTok video of this woman's daughter. She can taste color?
Uh-huh. Like a synesthesia type situation?
But like sometimes, she can hear color. Mm-hmm. And some of when the daughter is looking at the mom, her clothes are too loud or making like horrible sounds. So she has to change and find things that aren't annoying to her daughter's ears.
Whoa. Via sight. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Dang. People are magical.
Right?
Wow.
It's fascinating.
That's cool.
Love that.
All right. Well,
I think that was my last little,
Last headline. Cool. I mean, the cannabis industry is ever changing.
It really is.
Literally every single day. It's interesting to check in every once in a while. I'm glad that I don't need to read a newsletter of what's happening all the time. I think like anything else, I would get just like overwhelmed with whatever that was. But I love dipping in like this.
Yeah. I like reading cannabis news and listening to news. I think I would rather have somebody talk to me about it. Like the news, the Clubhouse that I was listening to.
Cannabis News Hour or something like that?
Yeah, the Cannabis News Hour. I'm trying to remember what that lady's name is.
Susan Sores.
Sorry, Sores. Yeah, she hosted or still hosts a Cannabis News Hour on Clubhouse, or maybe it's a podcast now, I'm not sure. But that was a really fun way of getting news, mm-hmm. Kind of just like this. They had people bring in headlines and kind of talk about it, and then everyone discussed, and I like that. Mm-hmm. But news.
Thanks for newsing with us today.
I hope you got high and newsed with us.
The sweet tea was nice. Fire Mountain. That. Go check them out if you're in Washington.
Thanks, Chase, for joining us again. Very interesting celebrity insight.
Mm-hmm.
I love that celebrity insight.
Yeah, and thanks to everyone who is listening live. Love ya.
Love you. Have a great day.
Bye.
Visit our website, chronicgals.com, for show notes of current and past episodes.
Follow us on Instagram at chronicgals_podcast to check out what crazy things we're up to.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel to watch the video versions of these episodes. And make sure you hit the like button and the notification button to get notified when we post a new video.
Rate, review, and share our hilarious podcast.
Hilarious.
Because the best recommendation is from people you trust.
See ya.
Bye.